in the amount of $26,500 for the project reconstruction of Dorset Avenue from Wellington to Burke Avenue. This is a project that is funded through the NJDOT Municipal Aid Grant in the amount of $310,000.
This was the one with the Pickett Street, and this is the one we picked, am I right?
That is correct.
Grant.
Right, I know, I remember the grant fund, and that area does need to be done, so. Next is 2018-323.
No, this is 323.
Yeah, 23. This is...
The municipal parking lot.
The municipal parking lot. So we're looking to do...
We're gonna redesign the parking lot over here on...
Newport Avenue?
Newport Avenue.
Good.
To poor condition, the, we're gonna change out the meter to correct rear and put in a kiosk there, but also redesign the parking lot, resurface it, take out the trees are...
Railroad ties?
The trees have shallow roots, they're pulling up the asphalt, so it needs to, it's tripping hazard.
Some good lighting, I think.
Better lighting.
I'm excited about this.
Yeah, this will be...
Long time coming.
This will be a nice improvement, and a good addition to our downtown.
Yeah.
And we'll get better signage for it.
Right.
We're gonna add some signage to the letter and...
Not the finger pointing to the parking lot?
Which finger?
That sounds better.
So we wanna get, on both Atlantic Avenue, it's two-way street there.
Yes.
And Ventura Avenue, get people parked there.
Next is 2019-324, and that is the city refunding a deposit for the community building that was used, which is normal practice.
Yeah.
I think we'll go to that. 2019-325 and 2019-326, we are paying, closing out escrow accounts and refunding the money, correct Al?
Yeah, that's all we're doing.
The next 2019-327, 28, 29, and 330 are resolutions for refunding the tax overpayments. I don't think there's any explanation needed for that.
No.
2019-331, I have Ed down, I have you down here, awarding Earth Engineering to complete phase one environmental assessment and report. Is that just a general?
This is specific to one site. This
okay.
is the property on Ventnor Avenue for the fire.
Oh, this is our fire. Okay, I got it.
So we authorized to, when the contract to purchase that property.
Right.
We have to do our due diligence now.
Okay.
We're in a due diligence period.
Okay.
The city's going to look to purchase it. We want to make sure it's clean. That's what this
no
does.
No surprise. Yeah. I got it.
And we're also getting the survey done as well, too?
Yes.
Land survey. Next one is the land survey. Okay.
Okay.
Spoke too
soon. Sorry. There you go.
The plan there is for green space. We're going to create a little pocket park there.
Yeah.
So,
site?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, and the next is resolution 2019-332, and that is authorizing the disposal of surplus properties, which are on Gov Deals, which is two police vehicles and an ATV.
Lifeguard
vehicle,
am I correct?
An ATV?
I want one.
Not bad. How much is it?
The next is a resolution 2019-333. This is a resolution that was given to me by Mayor Bagnell. His career was in the fire department. I'm not quite sure when he retired and what his title was, but he gave it, was he a captain? He gave it to me a while ago, and I have then brought it to the Mayor Association for all the mayors of the county that they would be interested in passing a resolution in each of their municipalities, and yes, they are. And it's a resolution, and just to sum it up, it's proposing that there's an amendment. There's actually a current legislation in the Assembly proposing an amendment to support the Assembly Bill, where the state of New Jersey Constitution is required to tax imposed on certain fire insurance policy premiums to be paid directly to the New Jersey State Fire Association, where that money is going now is the general fund in the state. And they're saying those funds should go into the Firemen's Association. So that's what the resolution is. And it went to the county mayors, and they agreed to all support it. You're welcome.
Not going to miss it.
No, I know. Next is 2019-334, and Ed, I have your name here. This is the architectural services design construction for the beach patrol for McLeese, correct?
That is correct, Mayor. Resolution 334 and 335 work together.
Okay.
What occurred is Resolution 127 awarded a contract to Bill McLeese for the architectural services of the lifeguard building. Resolution 128 awarded a contract to Czar Engineering for the structural work of that lifeguard building. And what today's resolution does, it combines those two into, so it amends the Bill McLeese contract, increases it by the amount of the structural engineering, and then the next resolution cancels the Czar Engineering.
Gotcha.
Just brings under one contract.
Okay, thank you. And that you just explained 335. Okay. The next is Resolution 2019-336, and that is for Duran Engineering. That's what you just talked about, correct?
Yeah.
To do a survey of the property.
6512 Enter Avenue, so we can
make sure.
Survey, make sure there's no survey.
And next is 2019-337, that's a resolution,
Hampshire Drive,
engineering service plan design construction phase services. Is that to redo that whole street?
Yes, ma'am.
You feel like you're on a ride in Ocean City on that street?
Yes, it's
needed. All the way around, because it's like a half a circle, am I right?
That is correct. And then this, that street, the reconstruction of that street is also funded by an NJDOT municipal aid grant. This one actually is a year older than the Dorset Avenue grant, so this one, it kind of came in transition between Roger and I, so I wasn't aware of it until just recently, so we have to kind of move quickly on this, to out the bid before the end of this year so we can move the contract by the end of
Great.
It does reconstruct that street.
And that street is broken.
Okay, next is 2019-338, and this is authorizing us to go into a shared service agreement with ACIA for certain projects. Marie, anything specific? We didn't use them the first year, correct?
We used them this year. I think the first year we didn't really use them that much. So this is renewing existing relationship. Since the contract ends after a year and you renew it. So I think as you use them this year on the paving after the inspector begins,
that is right?
And they did the inspection. Yeah, they were out there inspecting reconstruction or pavement or whatever you call it, the appropriate word. So if we need them, we use them.
Right.
We don't need them, we don't use them. We use them, we pay them. If we don't use them, we don't pay them.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, then we'll have approval of bills and payroll, discussion items, and we'll have a public portion. So, but we're going to admit one, remember? We have too many of them?
Yeah.
We're going to admit one. We have too many listed.
We may have done that.
Did we? We're okay? Okay.
We took that out already.
We did? Okay.
We put three public portions.
Okay, so right now we'll go into a public portion where anyone can come up, you state your name, your address, at this time the public portion is for the items that we already discussed that we will be voting on in the regular meeting as soon as we get out of the workshop. This is only what we discussed so far. We'll have another public portion where you can talk about anything. But we do this so we can move forward. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I don't see anybody in the public portion.
Motion to close.
On second motion.
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Discussion items will cover now.
Yes. Three street opening hardship. Ed, if you want to
talk. That is correct. Yeah. First is 5900 Boardwalk. The applicant is Ben Chapman. The second is
And they need it for sewer and water and gas, right?
That's correct.
And this is new development on that lot, that never had sewer and water, any kind of utilities on it?
I believe that.
Okay. And the Stratford, similar there, is that a new home as well?
It is, yes.
Also from Ben Chappell.
Yeah.
Who's the guy? Same thing for the utilities. And we have the caveat here is they have to repair the street and use the infrared repair methodology.
That's how it has been. So my understanding of the process is once we're through the discussion and commissioners agree to hear the application, then Lisa will notify the applicant. They'll send out the letter to the neighbors and appear before the commissioners at a future meeting.
Okay.
And present the case. But in many of these, it comes to the installation of the utilities on a street that's under moratorium.
Right.
And part of that is there may have been an old water service there, but it's in our position that old water service no longer is viable, so they're required to install a new one. And that's then the trade-off is we
have to cut in the street. And this is something that we talked about, and we'd rather have a new connection for both the sewer and water to term to be aged or some of those things in the ground we'd rather get replaced because they're going to break.
Exactly.
We'd rather have them fixed, put a new one in, and we can do it when the homes are coming in. And it's we have to let them cut the street open to do that. So I think it's appropriate on all three of those. And we recommend this come before our November 14th.
November 14th.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
No, it's not okay. I don't
know what it
okay. So we're good?
Yeah, thank you.
So, where am I here? Okay, so we're going to close the motion to close the workshop portion of the meeting.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Do I have a motion to open our regular meeting?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We do not have approval of any minutes tonight. We do have an ordinance introduction, 2019-018, an ordinance of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 102, Development Regulation, Section 102-118, Building Height. Do I have a motion to introduce the ordinance?
Motion to introduce ordinance 2019-018.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Crevel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. We do not have any public hearings on our ordinances, and we do not have any ordinance adoptions. So the next is we will be voting by consent for resolutions 2019-292 through 2019-338. Do I have a motion to vote those resolutions by consent?
Motion to adopt resolutions 2019-292 through 2019-338 by consent.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Crevel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Al, would you please state our bills and payroll for this meeting?
Yes, the bill list is $2,746,604.37. And we have two payrolls. First payroll was from September 21st, and that was ending 5/41/848/20. And the second payroll was done in the time period ending 10/5, was 5/14/136/44.
Do I have a motion to approve bills and payroll stated from our CFO?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Crevel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Okay. We're not doing any safety report tonight. Any commissioner comments or reports at this time?
A couple things. I'll be brief, because I know it's a long agenda. We've been talking about construction out by Lafayette Avenue, curb. Wellington,
yes.
As well as Kingsley. So the work is mostly complete at Lafayette, the drainage work there. We have now started the utility work in Kingsley Drive. I phone call today and I've seen some of the residents there. They're, they understand they're put out of place, but they're thrilled. I mean, it's the time of year that we do our construction down here is in the fall through the winter. That'll be utility work, lateral work, and then eventually curb, gutters, and repave the road. Want to talk to you about one of the residents calling that another issue out there. I want to see if we can meet with them and talk to David Burns.
I told him.
Yeah, we'll go out there and see what his issue is. And it's not in the right of way, but if we can help fix it, we'll see what we can do. Streetscape's moving along, as you can see. And the larger vehicle out there is not us, not our streetscape. That is Tomasello's removing contaminated soil.
Right.
That was there for years when that was a gas station. I think the impetus of getting that done was our streetscape, because they weren't going to be able to dig up what we put down.
Right.
So they're kind of a little bit scheduling headache there, but that's done. It's been compacted, it looks like. Yeah. They're going to be paving it in the next 2 days.
Correct. The work done, the soil removal in Atlantic Avenue and the roadway has been completed.
Right.
And that will be paved this coming week. They still have to come back late November is the current plan, mid to late November, to do the Little Rock and the property.
Okay, it's staffing with there. They had to do this quickly because we're coming in with new curbs and sidewalks and the whole street scan, and they can get that done.
And they have to go up the street and their whole apron.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, they have.
That's a good thing there, so.
Sure.
I had the chance to walk through the theater today. Clint reached out. I didn't get to see him, but Clint's one of the developers there, one of the owners. If you're going by there at night, they've got the lights out in the front, and it looks really cool. The inside, they got sheetrock up.
Oh, great!
I mean, that's small victories, right?
Yeah.
But the sound guy was there putting in the sound system.
Wow.
And he's excited. He's got to live for that stuff.
I think it was already in there, though.
No, he hopes the next 2 or 3 weeks. He's wiring the sound system. Wiring for it.
Yeah,
no speakers.
All right.
Just the wire.
And he's putting the acoustical stuff there.
Okay.
Clint thinks it's going to be January. It's going to be opening January.
That's
fine. So we hoped for the Christmas season.
It'll be worth
next, it'll be buttoned up. We'll be able to see it. It'll look nice on the outside.
Yeah.
So that's kind of good information. Santucci's moving along.
Yeah.
Starting to move a little bit quicker. Kind of it. That's it. Thanks.
We have thank Nanette for pushing it out. We're having a parking meeting on Saturday with the North Beach group at where that community between Jackson and Victoria, the Beach to Bay, just to kind of iron out and hear from them. We don't know what their main complaints are because of the theater in some ways, because it's going to add to that parking. Challenges that we all have in the summer, so I'm having kind of an open house with the chief and I there on Saturday afternoon. And then we have a newsletter coming out shortly in the next couple of days that'll kind of like reiterate all the things that are happening over the summer, our stats that happen, police, fire, beach patrol. The net bond rating is really going to be the leader story on that, and I don't think it can be minimized with that means and all the efforts that sort of in so many different directions that led to that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and what that means for us as a city. And then some other, the normal stuff, I think the newsletter itself is kind of taking shape as something that people can rely on for their updates for things like the streetscape, playground upgrades are in there. And all the drainage improvements we talked about, the Ventnor Rec and schedule, the fall schedule for the classes at the community education and that's it. Kind of a discussion item. I don't want to get into it too much, but I want to ask maybe as a group we can talk about the re-looking at advertising again on the boardwalk. We want to discuss that with an update, but I think that even though our bond rating is great, I think we have to continue to look for revenues, and even if we try small, something like the transoms of the lifeguard boats, banners, I think, are something that if the city is more flush, you don't have to do the math down the road. But as we do look for revenue, I think that's a possibility.
I like the back of the Westbrook roads.
Yeah.
That, we talked about the pavilions, and that caused, I think, some trepidation there, so we backed off of that. But we need to redo our pavilions.
Yeah.
Just as an aside.
Right.
But I still not thrilled with the idea of banners, you know, for sale stuff up on the boardwalk. I'm not there yet, but on the back of the lifeguard boats and the sponsorship to that, I think that's something we can do.
Right. Maybe the business districts, then. The banners of the business districts are not on the boardwalk. You know, those are places where, and again, it's not the whole banner, it's 20%.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's the bottom.
Yeah.
It's okay. Just the
bottom, right?
Like the one?
Yeah. Right.
Well, other cities do it. There's other cities that have brought to you by, and those are, and it's just a way for you to sort of drip campaign.
I forgot what we talked about doing it that
way. Bottom. I like that.
Yeah. I didn't want to see lose pizza.
The first impression is whatever it is, a Ventnor logo, a wave, a seagull,
yep.
But the bottom portion is a real estate logo.
I'm more comfortable with that.
I just think, you know, years go by fast.
So that
revenue,
we got to start the process.
When talking with building research, the pavilion,
I know we talked about it, and then there were some things came up, you know, somebody sponsors it, and then... The first person sponsoring it could be quite expensive. And then say they do it for 3 years.
Right.
And then the next guy coming in, you wouldn't be able to do the same amount, because the pavilion is hopefully still in good shape.
Yeah.
Not like it right now. You're going to spend $25,000 on them the first time you renovate.
I didn't realize.
Couldn't you?
Right, that's what I thought.
Well,
I,
yeah, but that kind of limits our abilities.
Yeah, I
wanted
to recycle out.
Yeah, couldn't you bid a single amount, say that advertising was worth X, and then continue recurring the revenue, not necessarily looking to build the whole thing, but to offset it.
So maybe we do the renovation on it.
Right.
And then you can put something in.
Right. And then you can point at it and say, hey, this paid for X amount of showers, or this paid for a portion of this building, you know? And over time, it would catch up.
No one's to buy their showers for $3,000.
I love those showers.
Yeah.
Promote that work next year.
Yeah, I love those showers.
So that we don't have to talk, we don't have to get into the nuts and bolts today, but I think that summer will be here around.
Now, right?
It's got to get on the burn.
The process of bid and everything.
Yeah.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome. Circle back with that and get it on the table.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay. You good?
I'm good.
I'd just like to say one thing. This Saturday, starting at 3:30 on Newport Avenue, where the parking spots are, I know, Kim, you ditched me, but that's okay, is going to be the first. No, because you don't already. It's going to be our first Trunk or Treat convention.
Oh, right.
And I'm really excited. I have... Well, Lisa Marie and Patty are doing something together. I don't know, I didn't get included, so I'm actually going to do my own trunk. And I even have a costume, but it's going to be great. I know we're going to have a lot of kids, and I think it'll be great. And Sue's going to be doing painting the pumpkins, wooden pumpkins, because real pumpkins take too long to dry. The 19th is Saturday.
And we have it for 30
days. Next Saturday.
What Saturday is this Saturday?
This Saturday.
No, I'm sorry. Next Saturday. You know what? I'm ahead of myself in my calendar.
The
19th. It's not this Saturday. I'm sorry. Well, that edge stretch and I'll be doing it
first.
The 19th, not this Saturday. I'm rushing the month. But I'm excited. And I went to a trunk or treat in Florida, and it was really... It's great. They decorate the trunks. The kids come, so it's like every trunk, every car is decorated with a different theme. And I think we have a nice area for it, but there's parking spots. I know we'll have the streets blocked off. Sue's doing the pumpkin, and the fire department is going to be marshmallow roast. We have 42 parking spots, and we now at this point we have 31 vehicles already signed up.
A lot of candy.
A lot. So I'm excited. Yes, sir.
I've got a question a couple times about people saying that in lieu of trick-or-treating, obviously it's not in lieu of trick-or-treating, so maybe you instead of.
Sometimes people like to take power.
At the school, because Hurricane Sandy was pretty postponed, so people said, oh, just she, instead of.
No, it did not say that. It said that our first inaugural trunk or treat, it's a special, it's an addition, maybe we should say this is an additional Halloween event for our children. As had.
And we're having a Halloween movie night at the, Indian Hall. Give that day, we're having, Hocus Pocus, and we're doing this municipal line, it's a pretty event.
October 30th.
October 30th.
Halloween.
And that is in lieu, of mischief night.
Yeah, that was the idea, to give the kids something to do instead of one of the.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes.
Soap.
Eggs.
No eggs, gee.
No, I didn't do anything. I wanted to go out. I did not go out. People used to soak your car windows, remember? That's hard to get off. I don't know why, but two being time, point is too scary. I don't know why.
Never.
I can't prove it. There's no digital, record of that.
Right.
And other than that, it's way too early to talk about, the other events happening over the next, the other holidays, so we'll leave that. Well, I'll open up for, public comment if anybody wants to get up and talk about anything.
Dorset Avenue Bridge is closed, the waters are crossed, Monmouth.
It's still closed?
It's still closed.
Right now?
It's not driveable.
How much is it?
Mike's saying.
Piggyback on Mike.
Not a big truck, you're taking it.
I don't care.
He's gonna get one.
The other thing is tomorrow morning, it'll be high tide in the back bay, it'll be 7:35 in the morning. It's gonna be a problem getting kids to school.
Mike, is Wellington flooded right now?
Wellington's always flooded down in Albany, but it's open.
So we can't get help?
Plenty of places to go.
Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead, Joe, right.
I just have one thing, Joe Coles, Nashville. We have all the construction going on down the anniversary, and there's been several times it's a one-way, and there's really large trucks coming down our street, and the wires are hanging so low, like there was a cement truck rolling just last weekend, and they have to get out of their trucks to make sure that they're not hitting the wires. And then another big truck came by, and there were two guys on that one, and the one man actually had to get a pole and hold up the wire.
Happens every day.
So,
happens everywhere, every day.
Yeah, I just was concerned, first of all, my cable. See, I don't know if it's electric cable, I don't know what they are. And if there's an emergency in a fire truck or something, you know, I'm just saying, I don't know how tall they are, but the wires are very low.
Yeah. We can't do anything with cable or electric company, try calling them. They're impossible to do.
But I don't even know who they are. That's why I would call. So but I don't know what kind of wires, I don't know what they are.
So call the utility companies, and they'll come out and figure it out. Okay. There's actually an app on your phone for Atlantic Electric. You go out and give them the pole number that it's coming from, and they will come out and look at it. If it's not theirs, they'll call Comcast.
And ma'am, if you want to call Public Works, I have contact for Verizon and Comcast and Electric.
So I can just
but
call
you? You can call Public Works.
Okay, I'll get
that. But the lower wires are not electric. Yeah. So it's cable and telephone or electric.
Because I asked the Comcast guy the other day, and he's like, oh.
Hi.
Hi, Kim.
Nashville Street again. On the corner, there's the little store that's now decided to sell marijuana paraphernalia in the window.
Considered tobacco at this point.
Tobacco. Are we doing anything about that, or?
So it's state law allows them to sell it. We have been out, not marijuana, it's tobacco. That's what they're allowed to
sell. So they've got pipes. I mean, do we have an ordinance? I mean, I don't know, but do we have a
state law, they are allowed to sell them because they are considered tobacco.
Okay, do we have an ordinance on what you can put in terms of advertisement in the window and how much space you can use?
We've been issued violations for that. They've taken signs down in the windows there. I was there today.
Oh, you were? Okay.
I was there today. So we do not control what they can sell.
Okay.
They can sell because the state controls what they're allowed to sell there. As long as they, if it can be used for tobacco, that's what they're called. You and I know that it's not. It's a very frustrating situation there. I did meet with the owner today. He has told me that he's removing that section of the store.
That's great.
He was subletting it to someone else. And he said the guy hasn't shown up. I think their biggest part of their sale was the vaping stuff. And obviously that's been in the news lately. That it's really bad for everybody, more so than cigarettes apparently.
Something about heavy metals.
Something about
there.
So
I'm sorry.
So the issue, he told me today that he's removing that. He's trying to sell off that the products that are still there just to get rid of them. And then he's going to start selling like sort of boogie boards, you know, sundry type stuff there. Like create a little sundry spot there. So it'd be great.
I think that's awesome. Thank you so much for going over there and having a conversation.
Code has been, not just there, code has been in all of our businesses of late. It's been a kind of a target for myself and the code department, asking them to go out and look at all of our businesses. Signage, we brought this up, we had it about 3 months ago.
Yeah.
We had a meeting here, we talked about how we're going to enforce the ordinances we have.
Mm-hmm.
You're only allowed to cover so much of the windows with
correct.
Signage. Places have to be cleaner because
mm-hmm.
they weren't. We've gone and we've written up a lot of violations. Most of them have been abated. The reason for me going to Nashville today was to make sure that they're moving forward with those abatements.
Well, I appreciate you going out there. Sometimes it's that one-on-one contact.
It was. They actually came in and met with me. I met with the owner and a couple of their representatives yesterday morning and said, look, I'll come out and see it. Because I had not been in there for quite a while.
That whole area is really improving. You know, we've got all the construction going on in the corner.
I emphasized that with the owner. I said, look, we are, you know, we've got the theater coming in. We got a lot of things happening. We want to lift everybody up. We said this, I think, during the campaign, a rising tide lifts all boats. We need to lift you up, too. Kicking and screaming sometimes, but we have to get them on board with improving the property. Part of the issue is they don't own the building. There are tenants there. He was interested in purchasing it. It's got an oil tank issue, so there's issues there, but if he's interested in purchasing, so that, when you own something, you have a little more pride in it. So hopefully that'll happen there. We had a good meeting yesterday morning with the owner and his representatives. And then a good meeting on site today talking about certain things. There's still some items there that we have to address. Code's going to go there and give them one list, a final list to knock off. And then once that's done, hopefully it becomes a better community citizen.
Well, I really appreciate it, Lance, because it's been a little bit of an issue on that street with the community itself. And you know, every little bit helps, so I appreciate your effort on that.
And then he feels like he's being attacked, right? I assured him, I said, look, this is citywide. I've gone into, you know, Florida Meats, we've gone up there, and signage there was kind of an issue. We've gone into,
Some of it just looks dated. But some of it's a real issue, like, that look just wasn't...
Right.
So sometimes people take it to extreme, but your point's well taken, and I think that's what we can do is enforce the things that we have on the books.
Like right.
A signage issue, and that, you know, there's a definite noise, visual noise. That goes
property maintenance. Yeah,
property.
Sometimes, you know, instead of coming in with a stick, going in and doing some education on how this can help your business and enhance the business.
Right.
So, you know, any way we can help businesses here, I think, is an improvement. I mean, we don't want to shut people down, but
right.
We want to look.
Yeah.
And that's what I told him today. I said, look, you need to get on board with cleaning the place up, making it look better. It backfired a little bit on us on Delaware Meat Market. He said, look,
Delaware Meat Market.
So they're doing a lot of construction in there. I said, look, can you put something on the window so nobody's seeing in this desolate little place?
Yeah.
3 feet inside the window, you build a plywood wall.
Yeah.
Okay,
you just turn the wind sometimes.
Is there anything else about what they were doing there?
No, it's just slow. They've come in for their, they did
thank
the sewer thing.
Thank you.
They came in for their sewer permit, so.
Sir? So, just state your name and your address, and then.
Peter Tula, 11th South Nashville.
I want to say thanks for the way to come back with the wife. But I just heard a lot of discussion about frontages of a particular building you're talking about.
Yeah.
He's talking about how his building should be clean, but my street hasn't been cleaned since swept with street sweepers since May. I've sent email to several of you. Thank you, Marie, you responded to me. Thank you very much. It's coming to happen, but anyway, streets have not been cleaned since May. And you guys are interested in the stereo system at the theater? Well, I think the side streets should be clean. I've been up and down all the side streets myself in the summer. You guys didn't do it the last 2 years.
In the summer,
you don't clean the side streets.
That's correct.
And last year, you know, I do them all in North. I'm talking about up North Beach, by the way. I'm familiar with North Beach. You guys live in different sections. Your street's beautiful, you know, beautiful. There's nobody there, but you have a street cleaner going down it every week.
I don't see the street.
But I'm just saying, your street, there's nobody living on your street. There's not a car, there's no people. But on my street, by the Wawa, they come down here and they just open their car and they put stuff in the gutter.
Which street are you on?
I just know about North Beach area. I forgot for a little North Beach area. And I'm very surprised when I come down here in the summertime to around here. It's pretty clean, but the North Beach is a different. The police chief says it's a war zone there. He refers to North Beach as his war zone. And it's, let's just say, you said it was a pilot project. Not to do it, and in September you're going to reevaluate it. What are the reevaluations?
We show. Who wants to talk?
So, the issue with.
I told you it had to do with the. You don't want people to move the car.
It's not we don't want to. There's no place for them to move. So, there's no place for people to move one side.
I've been here since the 80s, and I used to have to walk. I used to live in Blazes, and I used to have to park my car at the tennis court. Right. I can park my car all the time. It's because the population is going down. The casino industry has collapsed. And there's way, way less people there. And I can move my car. You think I move the car? That's my opinion.
Right.
But I'm just saying, the darn street has been clean since May. And you guys, if you're talking about the cleanliness of that national market.
Is it not since
May? Side streets have not been swept.
Sir,
you've asked us some questions,
yeah.
And every time we try and answer you, you cut us off. So Ed, if you could.
Can we put the sweeper back into doing all the side streets after Labor Day? So we were back into our normal routine after Labor Day, which includes the side streets. Unfortunately, about 2 weeks ago or so, we had a major hydraulic leak in the sweeper, so it's been out of service for 2 weeks and probably will be out of service much of next week. It's a pretty significant issue.
So maybe we could do this. Maybe we can have specifically on in that area, if we could send, if it's that bad, maybe send some of the guys down there with broom and pan.
I tell them every time they go to Wawa, they have to pick up some trash.
There you go.
It'll be the bottles.
That'll be good. Yeah,
right.
With me.
I didn't understand what you said. My thing is here, the policy says no sweeping in July and August.
That's correct.
And he's talking to me about something about the streets. What does it have to do with that?
You can't do it.
My
answer was that I was addressing their comment that the side street had not been swept since May.
Too long, your side street.
And I simply made the comment that we were back sweeping the side streets after Labor Day.
No, I know that. I know that already.
As far as the policy goes, that is something that I think and we will all be discussing, and really that's still to be be determined whether that policy continues next summer, but that's something everybody will consider.
Right, that's right. You sweep the streets where the people are, all the people are here, maybe.
We understand. We understand what you're saying. And like Ed Stinson just said, we do a resolution every year, so it's not something that is an ordinance that is there. We do it year by year to make sure that we look at it and evaluate it year after year. Yes, it is a policy, and we made a decision as a governing body to not have street cleaning on the side streets because there is a serious parking issue. People could not jockey their car anywhere, and they were getting parking tickets, and we got an enormous amount of money. So it's like, you can't win for losing sometimes. So yes, that is our policy. We look at it every year. We understand. We hear you tonight. And if you want further discussion, we can set up a meeting where you can speak with our business administrator. But for now, there's nothing else. We can go back and forth and discuss, okay?
This is the input we need.
No, I understand. I got you. I hear you. I hear you.
Do you have anything else?
Yeah, I just want to say the people are pigs, and you're rewarding them by not asking them to remove their cars. The people are pigs. The people are pigs. They don't want to keep the place clean. And so you reward them to say, okay, you aren't doing your car. So you reward these people that are crapping the place up.
It's just a little history. Before there was any such thing as a street cleaning machine, back in the old days, everybody went outside and swept.
I'm just telling you, just so you know, by the way, just when you're evaluating this thing, I did all the side streets in summer. Every week. In North Beach here. I did all 12. Last year it was an epic mess because I didn't have a schedule, so I did it once a week. Once a week is, that's like standard. If you Google it, like you got mentioned, that's what I'm talking about, you Google it. Once a week is standard. I'm from New York, by the way. And that's why it's like hard to get a grasp on. They were talking about this place in Mayberry. I go to New York here, and they do it twice a week in heavily, that's the standard. And with a lot of trash, they do it twice a week. And then I come here, and they don't do it for freaking 2 months. That's my way of speaking. I was presented with the hospital. And the same thing, they all talk to me.
Sir, I think Commissioner is understanding your point.
It was very good.
Right, okay.
Thank you.
I have a couple pages on this. I didn't hit the ball. What is that vendor vision that you guys all ran on?
Imagine that.
Imagine vendor. I can imagine it to be, so dirty. You know what I mean? Because you hear that policy. Imagine vendor, that's a clean street.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Great.
Anyone else from the public? See none. Motion to close public portion.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Adjourn.
7:30.